USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell takes to the Senate floor to claim impeachment is distracting the Senate from enacting legislation.
Yesterday, House Democrats released their much-hyped resolution, which was advertised as bringing fairness and due process into Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff's closed-door partisan inquiry. Unfortunately, the draft resolution that has been released does nothing of the sort.
The Fed Reserve is cutting interest rates by a quarter of a point for the third time this year.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of global developments and to provide some insurance against ongoing risks.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Now, Powell also told reporters that the Fed expects the economy to continue to grow at a moderate pace and that consumer spending is strong. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Fast-moving wildfires continue to threaten California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds, which are fanning flames of the Kincade Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles.
One of the fires in Southern California was getting dangerously close to the Reagan Library, although the Ventura County Fire Chief is now saying the fire is effectively contained around the library buildings. The Capital Gazette newspaper shooter in Annapolis, Maryland, will not be in court on Monday as previously scheduled. On Wednesday, a judge granted a request to postpone the trial against Jared Ramos. He pleaded guilty to killing five co-workers but claims he was legally insane at the time of the attack. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Turning now to the 2020 Democratic presidential race, one of the things that is drawing people toward Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is her Medicare for All plan. A new report came out from Kaiser Permanente that said around 2 million Americans would lose jobs if Medicare for All was enacted. Speaking on NPR, Senator Warren doesn't seem to have a problem with 2 million Americans losing their job.
I think this is part of the cost issue and should be part of a cost plan. Although, do recognize on this what we're talking about. In effect, how much of our health care dollars have not gone to health care? How many of those dollars have been pulled out in other directions? You know, think about the for-profit insurance system that lies right at the middle right now of our healthcare delivery system.
The NCAA has changed its mind about players being paid. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements. NCAA President Mark Emmert.
The board took a big step today to say that it is indeed within their policies and they want the schools to go out and promulgate rules that will allow students to be able to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness, but do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.